So Mo Hicks. Mo spent most of her life as a college professor teaching writing and rhetoric and a slew of other courses along the way. Since coming to Juneau 20 years ago, she has been a visiting lecturer and an adjunct professor at UAS, an editor at Fish and Game, a manager at the Arctic Health Clinics, a writer for Retirement and Benefits. They hired her when she hobbled in one day in dire pain to retire from the state after surviving triple bypass surgery. Now Mo writes for NOAA in the 20th Century Blues Cast. Before coming to Alaska, she used to fix serial killer Ted Bundy up with her buddies for double dates, wrote movies and movie scenes for Hollywood producers, and collected British and American sports cars. The best job, she says, she ever had was being a mom to Molly Hicks Kiesel, or I'm sorry if that's Kiesel. Kiesel, thanks. Who, like her mom, visited Juneau, enjoyed the people, the ski areas, and beauty, and decide to stay. Mo will retire from NOAA this winter and is eagerly awaiting writing poetry and prose for herself, for you, for a change.
Now, I have to thank Tom for nagging me and inviting me over 10 times. I'm sure I said no. No, not this time. No. No, I don't think so. What's the topic? No. No. Finally, yes, visitors. And it is October and it is near Halloween. But I swear this is a true story. And you're laughing already because you do not believe I can tell a true story. But I can. And this happened to me, felt like just yesterday. But it was when I was teaching at Central Washington University in Hog Heaven, USA, Ellensburg, Washington, to you. One day, I got a little note in the mail saying it was time for my car to be serviced. Well, heck, it was time for me to be serviced. Here I am at the college doing nothing but teaching everyone else's course that they didn't like. But, you know, I do collect cars, and I thought, well, my car, the first Honda Prelude in Washington State, oh, it was a beauty. Orange and white interior. It was so green it looked black. I had state troopers pulling me over just to ask me what kind of car it was. You know, this was good. And I wasn't going to get that car anywhere near danger. I was going to take good care of it. I don't know quite what they did on the 30,000 checkup. A few lubes, maybe, and a little bit of air in the tires. So I'm ready. It's a day like today. It was sunny and clear and very much colder, though. But I jumped in the car, put up the little button that opened up the sunroof, rolled down my windows, turned on my car as if I was pretending to have a convertible. I put my jacket on, and off I went toward Yakima. It wasn't very far down the road. And I thought, this is beautiful. What a day to have your car serviced. I can do this. Here I go. Well, I'm outside of town, about 2, maybe 3 miles, looking at the farmland. All the hay had been taken away and rolled up and pushed away in little corners of the fields. All the women were doing their good woman thing, putting up jars for the winter. But me, I'm servicing the first Prelude in Washington. And I'm going along a little further, and I'm approaching a little town called Thrall. You know, there's no... Now I know you don't believe me, but there really was a town called Thrall. But I don't say it quite like they did. I think it was Thrall. But it was up ahead a little bit. I'm not thinking much. I'm exhausted. I have over 60 students who all want something else in the classroom. I'm teaching history of the English language. Introduction to Comp 1, introduction to Comp 2, spelling. It went on and on and on. just a moment of peace with my car. And I'm loving it. It is beautiful, cold, and silent. I go a couple more miles. Get off the road. What in the hell was that? I even look up through the sunroof to make sure there's not a helicopter up there with a guy with a megaphone. I check my side view mirror. I check my back view mirror. There's nothing around. Well, must have been my imagination. My imagination isn't that good, I'm thinking. That was real. Go another mile. Get off the road. It was a male voice. About 40, 45. Not bad. I'm thinking, the radio must be on. I reach down. The radio's not on. Get off the road at the next exit. Okay. Now I'm getting scared. You know, Rosie Clooney went to a little shop when she heard noises coming through the radio directed at her. And a lot of other people had gone to the loony bin for less than this. So I drove for the next 3 miles, promising myself over and over again with each mile, I will never tell this story to anyone. And suddenly, I think, hey, you, come on, 3 requests. That's all you get, maybe, you know? So turn off at 3. Okay, I'll do it. And I turned off at 3. And I kept turning down to the little old Texaco store, gas station. And I thought, well, maybe I'll fake it like I really need gas. So I went up and I said, hi, how are you today? And just as I'm asking him to put some gas in my tank, I hear a siren go by. State trooper speeding down the way. And I see a hook and ladder. A hook and ladder in Ellensburg. Speeding by. Sirens of blaring. Thunderous. Much faster than my little car was going. And I went, what in the heck is going on? Lady, haven't you heard? There's a 24-car pileup over the ridge. I said, no, I haven't heard. Do you have long poles with maybe megaphones of some speakers that the state troopers warn people with? Lady, if we had any such thing in Ellensburg, there wouldn't be a 22-car pileup now, would there? I said, no, I guess not. Well, that is nearly the end of my story. The state trooper car that whizzed by me never came back down the road. 2 people died. Several went over the cliff. So this is a story about a visitor that is out of the realm of perhaps even what you might call true, but it's not. It is a true story. My life was saved that day. Now, we've heard of a lot of visitors tonight, and we've heard about a truck, and we've heard about a Honda Prelude. But when you hear a little voice warning you, pay heed. It may be your guardian angel. It may be just your spiritual guide. But it was a lifesaver for me that day. Thank you very much.